if you hear that a friend of yours is in the hospital, you might say, well, that's strange. He was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Okay. Or say if a person gets overheated and then he goes into an air-conditioned room and gets chilled and his eyes start watering and his nose start running, it sounds like he
has pneumonia.
Okay. Right. Well, what if it's not quite as severe as pneumonia? Maybe he just caught a cold. Have you ever heard somebody who caught a cold and it affected their voice? You say they're a little bit.
He has laryngitis.
Okay, laryngitis. Or you say, I'm a little bit this morning. And if he does that, he's got a little
cough.
Okay. I might say at the end of the day, well, I'm going to go to bed. I feel a little bit
tired or worn out. You know, just about to say stuff you said, you know, tired.
Drowsy or sleepy?
Yeah.
Okay, you say you go to bed, but about 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever, you'll
wake up.
And talking about somebody else who's still sleeping, if you don't want him to be sleeping, you might say, well, so-and-so's still in bed, better go.
Wake him up.
Okay. What about if you have some medicine that's next to your bed on a table? Your mother comes in, she might ask, well, why didn't you your medicine?
Take your medicine.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I've already
taken it.
Okay. You ever heard anybody say about another person who can't hear very well, well, old so-and-so is just stone
deaf?
Yeah.
Like that.
Do you know anybody that way?
Acts like I don't know what he's deaf about, but he acts like
A friend of mine back home, his grandmother, I've never seen anybody that deaf in my life. But she can't hear anything. You could take a cannon and shoot it off behind her and she wouldn't it was about an hour. It's just that bad. Okay. Well, say if on a real hot day, like it's probably going to be today, if a man's been working outside, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweat,
okay,
perspired or something like that.
Have you ever gotten a little place on your arm or somewhere on your skin that's got a little white spot right in the middle of it and it's kind of reddish around it? Sometimes you have to mash that thing to get that white stuff out.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides a bump? What about a boil?
That's what boils off.
What did you think of it?
I don't know.
Didn't know?
I just heard you talking about that.
What about that white stuff inside a boil that you have to mash out?
Pus.
Yeah. I agree. It's kind of yuck. Say if somebody got stung in the hand by a bee, you'd say it's, and it got bigger, you'd say his hand did what?
Swell.
Okay. The fellow might say, well, my hand sure has
grown.
Or it sure has. You said
swelled.
Okay. Or he might say, somebody might say about, boy, your hand sure did
swell.
Okay. If somebody is doing some work with their hands and they're not used to it, they might get a blister.